1260 AM Amory. And always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Tom Rivers. The celebration of Rosalynn Carter's life begins today.
The procession will begin in Plains, Georgia, where Rosalynn Carter was born. The Carter family is set to hold a brief ceremony at the Sumter Medical Center, where the former First Lady's remains will be transferred to a hearse. Next, there's a wreath-laying ceremony at the Rosalynn Carter Health and Human Sciences Complex at Southwestern State University before the motorcade arrives at the Jimmy Carter Presidential Library in Atlanta, where the public is invited to pay their respects.
ABC's Mike DeBusky. Private funeral is set for Wednesday. A 48-year-old man, Jason Eaton, in custody in Burlington, Vermont, in the Saturday night shootings of three Palestinian-American college students, two listed in stable condition, a third suffered a more serious gunshot wound. Labor peace in Portland, Oregon, where union teachers will be back in the classrooms today after getting a tentative contract with a school system and ending a strike that lasted 3 weeks. This is ABC News.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Authorities in Marinette are reopening a 37-year-old cold case. The Sheriff's Department is asking for any new leads in the murder of David Hunter. Investigators say he was killed at a makeshift camp in the woods near Niagara in 1987. The Sheriff's Office is not saying why it's reopening the case now. Disability-related complaints with the Federal Department of Transportation are on the rise this year. Kendra Davenport of Easter Seals says airlines can't keep putting off becoming more accessible.
The baby boomers are aging rapidly. More and more of us will be disabled. This is no longer an issue that's pushed off to the corner of the desk. This is front and center.
Advocates want Congress to legislate improvements by 2026. And that's what you need to know. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News.
Badgers wrap up the regular season. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Wisconsin Badgers finished up the regular season with a record of 7-5 after beating Minnesota 28-14 Saturday night. Safety Hunter Waller was asked about what his team showed after wins over Nebraska and Minnesota.
I think the last two games show for themselves. To come out and respond the way we did these last 2 weeks, we showed our fight.
The Badgers now wait for word on a bowl bid. NBA Damian Lillard played in Portland for the Trailblazers for 11 years before being traded to the Bucks. Milwaukee beat Portland 108-102 after the game. Lillard asked on Valley Sports what it was like facing his former team.
You know, once I walked in, I, you know, saw a lot of familiar faces, and I thought about going in the visitors' locker room for a second, but I was like, man, this is a little bit different. And then when we got on the court, I saw everybody, and that was like, it was a weird feeling. But once we started playing, I kind of got over it quick. And just like before, I didn't think it would be a big thing or a crazy thing, and it wasn't. And I'm just happy we was able to get the win.
That's the Bucks' Damian Lillard with sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
The Civic Media Network of radio stations across Wisconsin. It's your hometown radio, refreshed.
Here's your updated forecast. Cloudy skies with a few peaks of sun today with a high of 20. Northwest winds 10 to 15 miles per hour. 5 above tonight, mainly clear. High of 26 tomorrow. I'm meteorologist Paul Trombley on Lake Air WLAK, 1260 AM. Right now, 11.
Don't let biased algorithms or degree screens or exclusive professional networks or stereotypes. Don't let anything keep you from discovering the half of the workforce who are stars. Workers skilled through alternative routes rather than a bachelor's degree. It's time to tear the paper ceiling and see the stars beyond it. Find out how you can make stars part of your talent strategy at tearthepaperceiling.org. Brought to you by Opportunity at Work and the Ad Council.
Radio keeps your community informed, entertained, and connected. It's what we're all about at the Civic Media Network of local radio stations.
We're having fun and moving fast to preserve hometown radio across Wisconsin.
This includes a commitment to news.
Now we want to invite you to join Civic Media's exclusive Facebook group, Wisconsin Breaking News. It's a place to share your community's news and chat with others from across the state about it.
Join the Facebook group, Wisconsin Breaking News, today. It's the perfect companion to your local Civic Media radio station. Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app. From the heart of the St. Croix Valley, we're in touch with you. You're listening to Lake Air 1260 AM WLAK, Amory's radio station.
In the Zone. From her mouth to the field's ears, this is the Midwest Farm Report with Pam Youngke.
As we begin the final few days of November, good morning, everyone. Fabulous Farm Babe Pam Youngke, glad you're along with us. Well, I guess we shouldn't be surprised that most of the state of Wisconsin waking up this morning with at least a few snow flurries on the ground. The good news, as far as I'm concerned, though, we're going to warm up later this week, and likely that snow will disappear. Stu Mocker, ag meteorologist, joins us in about 15 minutes. He'll have more specific weather details. I can tell you that today we'll have probably a mix of clouds and sun. Daytime highs today around 23. Winds a little gusty, up to 20 miles an hour out of the west-northwest. For tomorrow, partly cloudy and 23. Wednesday, partly cloudy, but we're up to 40 degrees. On Thursday, cloudy and 41. Friday, 36. Saturday, 41. And Sunday, possibility of precipitation in the forecast by Sunday afternoon. Daytime highs expected to be around 41 degrees. Like I said, Stu's got all the details on the way, and it's that time of the year to start taking a look at details around your farming operation. Tax time just around the corner. Talking with Jessica Merkel, one of the tax advisors at the Compere Financial Office in Fond du Lac. She's one of our guests on this Monday morning.
Protovate Nutritional Seed Enhancer is an 80-20 talc graphite replacement that provides the critical nutrients corn and soybeans need for early and uniform emergence. Learn more at getgreatergrowth.com.
The state is taking interest in carbon credits and how to help farmers looking to get into the carbon market. This is one of the topics brought up in our regular conversation with Representative Travis Tranel, chair of the Assembly Agriculture Committee. I'm Stephanie Hoff from the southern end of the world's longest barn in Madison. And before we talk about some of the nuances in the ag industry, I ask him to update us on some already passed legislation. He tells us where we're at on the money trail for the Agricultural Road Improvement Program. The $150 million was approved in June to go toward improving roads and bridges that farmers rely on. Representative Tranel says the Department of Transportation is putting together the spending plan for that money.
From what we can tell so far, it looks like DOT is definitely following what our intent was. They shared with us some of their draft proposals. I think what people might be most interested in, when is this money going to get out the door? And it looks like what they're considering doing is doing two separate rounds of funding. And they're considering opening up the first round in January with a due date for those applications of March 15th, 2024. And then from there, the committee, which was part of the legislation to determine who's going to be on the committee, because we wanted to make sure that it was people that had an interest and knowledge of agriculture and what agricultural actually needs. So those people are going to be on the committee just like we wanted, and the committee is going to make its announcements at the end of May in 2024 for the first round, and then they're going to do the same process, open it up for a second round. The second round applications will be due in the middle of August, and then they're going to make the announcements at the end of October in 2024. So far, I would say our office is pleased with the direction that DOT is headed, and we're also pleased with the dates that it looks like they're considering proposing, because, again, we want to get this money out the door. We also want to get an idea for the level of need, because I believe that the level of need is way greater than $150 million. But in order to fix any problem, you have to start somewhere. So it would be my hope that there's a lot of interest in this program. You know, if you're listening and you're a farmer and you're on your town board, definitely be paying attention to this stuff, because if the program is oversubscribed to, there's no saying that, you know, come our next biennial budget that we can't try to continue to fund this program.
And Representative, it's not just farmers who rely on these rural roadways and county roadways. It's also everyone in the food supply chain. And this leads me to my next topic. I wanted to ask you about milk hauling permits. I know some of our dairy cooperatives have been asking for more flexibility for milk haulers. I see the Assembly Agriculture Committee is looking at that proposal. What can you tell me about if this is a possibility, if there can be heavier loads of milk on the road?
Yeah, certainly as farmers become larger and fuel prices continue to increase and labor markets are obviously very tight, we need to make sure that we have as much efficiency not only on the farm side but throughout the entire supply chain. And so there is a piece of legislation that deals with permits for overweight trucks. And that did get referred to the Agricultural Committee, and we are intending on hearing that piece of legislation. And my thought would be that I would think that the committee would look favorably upon that because, again, we recognize the challenges of not only the farmers themselves but also the people that are transporting this product. They are just dealing with lots and lots of challenges, and they need to run their businesses as efficiently as they possibly can. And that would be our goal, to make sure that that can happen.
And when it comes to business efficiencies, Representative, I know you've also been staying on top of what's happening in other states that could impact Wisconsin businesses, some of these being Proposition 12 in California. This requires other states to comply with some animal building and capacity requirements in order to sell products there. Why is this something that you're paying attention to?
Yeah, we actually authored a resolution with Senator Jesse James. That does exactly that, brings attention to what some of these other states are doing. And sometimes as farmers, we're guilty of not necessarily paying attention to what other states do. And we're equally guilty as, I don't want to say that we don't care, but we might not realize why it's going to affect us. And so what California did with Prop 12, they basically said, we're going to come up with rules. And if you don't follow our rules, then you can't sell your product in our state. And California is obviously a very populous state, so a lot of what we do in Wisconsin finds its way to California and is purchased and consumed by a California resident. So, for example, California could come up with something that's not supported by the agricultural industry, not supported by science or veterinary medicine. Could be totally off the wall and crazy. Like they could say you have to let your calf on the cow, for example. You can't separate it. And if you don't do that, then we're not interested in purchasing your products. Obviously, that would be a major concern for the state of Wisconsin. And so we're just trying to bring attention to the fact that some states are going down this road, and we want to make sure that our farmers understand why it matters to them.
So you're raising awareness, but do you think that any action needs to be taken from the policy level to provide some safety or some assurance?
Well, unfortunately, from the state side, specifically Wisconsin, we can't really tell California what they can and can't do. And so ideally, at some point, you would like to think that the federal government would step in and act and say that you can't do this because it violates the Interstate Commerce Clause. But they have not done that. And so our hands from what we can do to affect the rules and regulations that California puts in place, they're really tied.
But the state legislature is looking at having control over our own domain. The last time we talked, you told me foreign land ownership in Wisconsin is getting a closer look by the Assembly Agriculture Committee. More than one bill had been brought to your attention. Have you made any progress yet on putting together one piece of legislation that could move forward?
We are definitely still working on that. As you allude to, it's a very complex issue. More complex, unfortunately, than what people realize. And a lot of that complexity comes from the fact that there are a lot of U.S. agricultural interests in other countries. And so we have to be very careful when we go down this path to make sure that anything we do doesn't have a negative effect on some of the interests that we have overseas. And so it's my hope that we are relatively close to coming up with a piece of legislation that will be ready to be heard by the committee, and definitely would hope that we can do that, if not yet this calendar year, certainly in the first part of next year.
And finally, Representative, as I alluded to at the beginning of this interview, the carbon conversation has made it to the state capitol. Tell us exactly why you feel that the state should be involved or engaged in carbon markets or carbon credits, and what exactly your committee is proposing.
We heard a bill that was quite interesting. We're going to actually ask DATCAP to set up a carbon calculator, because we believe, after having several meetings and talking with lots of stakeholders, in the future, when you sell milk or you sell a bushel of corn, whoever you're selling that to today, take corn for example, whoever you're selling that bushel of corn to today, they will pay you a certain amount of price for the bushel of corn. But in the future, they might ask, how did you produce that corn? Did you no-till? How much fertilizer did you use? How much chemical did you use, et cetera? And they're going to have a calculation that they're going to use to determine what they're willing to pay you for that bushel of corn. What I'm concerned with as a farmer is that farmers are going to have no idea how they are coming up with that calculation, and they're also not going to know who's getting the value out of the way that you are producing that product. And so the bill that we heard, the best explanation that I heard, everybody that's listening is very familiar with Kelley Blue Book. If you have a car that you're thinking about buying or selling, you plug something into Kelley Blue Book and it spits out a value. We envision a calculator like that, where you could just go to a DATCAP website. So it would be a independent website. You wouldn't have to worry about whether or not whoever you're selling the product to is trying to make a buck off you or not. You would put in how you raised your product, and it would give you a relatively accurate idea of what you should be getting paid for the practice that you did. And I think that's going to become super important as we move forward, because there is going to be a lot of money to be made with all of the attention that's being paid to climate change.
He says the Assembly Agriculture Committee is hoping to draft a bill before the end of the year. Representative Travis Tranel chairs that committee. He joins us with a regular update on what's happening in the state capitol that directly impacts Wisconsin farmers. Carbon credits is just a piece of the conversation. As we heard, state lawmakers are also looking at foreign land ownership and milk hauling flexibility. Representative Tranel is also looking forward to the Department of Transportation unveiling that application program for the Agricultural Road Improvement Program. From the southern end of the world's longest barn in Madison, I'm Stephanie Hoff.
This is the Midwest Farm Report with Pam Youngke.
Connecting with you on air, online, and on the Civic Media app. This is Lake Air 1260 AM, WLAK,
Amory's radio station.
This is your local Civic Media radio station.
Want to hear even more? Anytime?
Find all of it at civicmedia.us. As Goes Wisconsin with Kristen Bry.
Guys doing chores. How would that do on TikTok?
Sounds like you should be wearing like short shorts or something.
We're not going to exploit you in that way. I think it's more about your Q-tip action and
phrasing, Jane. The way you're saying it just sounds like one big double entendre.
Delicately in the crevices.
As Goes Wisconsin with host Kristen Brock. Weekdays 10 till noon on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
The Green Bay Packers call Lambeau Field home, but did you know the stadium has a history all its own? It started with where to build it. Residents on both sides of the city wanted it. Officials argued there had to be room for growth. Eventually, farmland was purchased, but in Ashwaubenon. The bargaining continued, and in 1956, the land was annexed to Green Bay. Green Bay City Stadium became a reality the following year and was renamed in honor of team co-founder and coach Curly Lambeau in 1965. For Civic Media, I'm Terry Ball.
Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us. Like smelt fries and music on the river, we're uniquely Amory. This is Lake Air 1260 AM WLAK, Amory's radio station.
Auto shops in the area.
Tom and Tom of Tom's Auto Center.
With 12 bays and a lively group of highly skilled mechanics, we're able to do just that.
Tom'sAutoCenter.com.
Tom's Auto Center.
Highway 51 in McFarland, a stone's throw from McDonald's.
If your workout includes baling hay and pitching pens, then you'll be comfortable right here. This is the Midwest Farm Report with Pam Youngke.
And all in one fell swoop, we went from raking leaves to scratching off the driveway with a little bit of snow in the past 24 hours' time. Let's catch up on the weather. Time for our Compure Financial Ag Weather Update on a Monday. Stu Muck, our ag meteorologist, along with us. Not a real big shock to our system. I mean, it is the 27th day of November. I'm going to guess nobody really got much in the way of measuring snow, right?
Everything I see shows us, you know, anywhere from an inch to two. One of the bigger things I noticed here, in fact, I hear a report from Sheboygan County that where it was plowed off, it became that black ice about sundown last night. It was really slick.
Well, it's nothing like what I was reading about to the west. Nebraska, Colorado, Wyoming, boy, oh boy, they really had the first time on snow jitters on the roads.
Yeah, they had a lot more snow than us, but, well, you know, that's all said and done. We can all talk about it today, how much snow we had, how we had to clean up, where it was icy, but we're getting it taken care of. One of the biggest factors I think we have to face now is a bit of a colder air mass. We lost that nice, mild weather we had all of last week. It seemed like temps were above normal. Yeah, it wasn't great and sunny, but it stayed pretty comfortable. Well, we're going to get a little cooler now to get this work week underway. And it has to do with the passage of the low that brought the snow, the cool front over into lower Michigan, down in.
Well, we've been having
anywhere today, except for possibly in the La Crosse area. I think the rest of us may see that little scattered flurry this morning or toward midday. That should be about the extent. I noticed this morning when I got out, the moon was through the clouds, and it was really bright on that new snow cover. Made it kind of nice to get the morning started, but during the day today, there will be a few clouds and maybe those stray flurries. Otherwise, that sunshine and dry conditions return.
Stu is having rural internet issues. Yep, we'll take a break. Back with Stu and his forecast and what we can expect. Stick around, that's on the way.
It's as simple as 1, 2, 3, friends. Buy your farm and ranch trucks from a certified agriculture dealership. Get $30,000 back in farm supply savings through AgPack. That's a 60% return on a $50,000 truck. Just go to agtrucktrader.com, register for your unique AgPack ID number, good to use at any certified ag dealer in the country for as many trucks as you want, and then search the inventory of only certified ag dealers all in one spot. AgTruckTrader.com.
Rural Mutual Insurance, keeping Wisconsin strong.
As a proud sponsor of the WIAA, Rural Mutual roots for all of Wisconsin's student athletes. Whether they're a hometown hero or they dream of the national spotlight, sportsmanship keeps Wisconsin strong. Visit ruralmutual.com/WIAA to learn more about how they support high school athletics.
Rural Mutual Insurance, keeping Wisconsin strong.
Alrighty, let's see if our man Stu fed the squirrels a few more nuts to keep the internet going in rural Eden. Are you back with me?
I never went away.
Oh, yeah, you did. Go ahead. Give me that forecast
I can hear you.
Go ahead and give me the forecast before they run out again.
All right, well, let's go on. That chance for a few scattered flurries today and otherwise more partly sunny skies, even more sun in the east for a while today. Low, call it mid-20s, 23, 24 degrees. West winds 5 to 15. Stays clear overnight, down to the double digits, 10 to 12. Northwest winds about 5 to 15. A nice sunny day for Tuesday.
So you're gone again.
West winds 5 to 10 becomes southwest. That warm front moves in, and I expect by Wednesday, sunny skies, upper 30s, maybe a 40 at La Crosse. West winds about 5 to 10. Could be around 40 or so with some sunshine on Thursday, Pam. Sounds really nice, although a little rain chance could be around just to wrap up the week.
Interesting. All right, you get a little duct tape on whatever it is over there, because half could hear you, half couldn't hear you. So we'll work on that and be back with you tomorrow, all right?
See what gives. All right.
Stumach, our ag meteorologist, joining us live from the thriving metropolis of rural Eden, which may be part of our issue this morning. That's your Compure Financial Ag Weather Update. Remember, Compure Financial is your financial partner, committed to agriculture and rural America. You can always visit Compure.com. Have weather observations for me this morning. Maybe a little bit more snow than what Stu said. Maybe you were a victim of the black ice he was talking about towards Sheboygan County. Wherever you are, love to hear from you. Use our talk text line, 877-301-FARM. That's 877-301-3276.
This is the Midwest Farm Report with Pam Youngke.
In touch with the City of Lakes. In touch with you. This is Lake Air, 1260 AM WLAK, Amory's radio station. As Goes Wisconsin with Kristen Bry.
Maybe we'll have a cookie trade.
I like that idea. I like that a lot.
We'll eat them while we're on the show.
Because everyone loves listening to people on the radio eat.
Calvin, what's your favorite cookie?
Shout out to my mom's. She makes these sour cream cookies around Christmas time, and they're really good.
My mouth just watered.
As Goes Wisconsin with host Kristen Brock. Weekdays 10 till noon on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. The Devil's Advocates radio show.
Chris from Middleton. Welcome to the show. What do you got for us?
I'm a Democrat. I totally agree that there's been too much corporate influence probably in the Democratic Party. I liked how Bernie talked about economic issues, and I agree we need more of that. But I don't think we can also afford to shy away from the identity politics. In fact, we got to lean into the identity politics and not be shy about it.
The Devil's Advocates radio show. Weekday afternoons from 4 till 6 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
RPG came through the belly of the aircraft. We don't talk about the female combat wounded. These are our daughters and our sisters and our mothers. Wounded Warrior Project came into my life and taught me how to stand back up and get back in the fight. The truth is, I think we all have this strength inside of us, but until you're tested, you just don't know it's there.
See how Wounded Warrior Project empowers women veterans like Beth by visiting woundedwarriorproject.org/empowerwomenvets.
Hi, we're the Goo Goo Dolls. We're fortunate that our daughters have what they need to grow and learn. But that isn't the case for nearly 13 million kids in the U.S. that struggle with hunger.
Childhood hunger is a heartbreaking reality that Feeding America is working to change. Each year, the Feeding America network of food banks rescues billions of pounds of good food that would have gone to waste and provides it to families and children in need.
You can help kids in need in your community by visiting feedingamerica.org.
Brought to you by Feeding America and the Ad Council.
ABC News, I'm Tom Rivers. The celebration of Rosalind Carter's life begins today.
The procession will begin in Plains, Georgia, where Rosalind Carter was born. The Carter family is set to hold a brief ceremony at the Sumter Medical Center, where the former First Lady's remains will be transferred to a hearse. Next, there's a wreath-laying ceremony at the Rosalind Carter Health and Human Sciences Complex at Southwestern State University before the motorcade arrives at the Jimmy Carter Presidential Library in Atlanta, where the public is invited to pay their respects.
ABC's Mike Dubusky. Private funeral is set for Wednesday. A 48-year-old man, Jason Eaton, in custody in Burlington, Vermont, in the Saturday night shootings of three Palestinian-American college students, two listed in stable condition, a third suffered a more serious gunshot wound. Labor peace in Portland, Oregon, where union teachers will be back in the classrooms today after getting a tentative contract with the school system and ending a strike that lasted 3 weeks. This is ABC News.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Authorities in Marinette are reopening a 37-year-old cold case. The Sheriff's Department is asking for any new leads in the murder of David Hunter. Investigators say he was killed at a makeshift camp in the woods near Niagara in 1987. The Sheriff's Office is not saying why it's reopening the case now. Disability-related complaints with the Federal Department of Transportation are on the rise this year. Kendra Davenport of Easter Seals says airlines can't keep putting off becoming more accessible.
The baby boomers are aging rapidly. More and more of us will be disabled. This is no longer an issue that's pushed off to the corner of the desk. This is front and center.
Advocates want Congress to legislate improvements by 2026. And that's what you need to know. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News.
Badgers wrap up the regular season. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Wisconsin Badgers finished up the regular season with a record of 7-5 after beating Minnesota 28-14 Saturday night. Safety Hunter Waller was asked about what his team showed after wins over Nebraska and Minnesota.
I think the last two games show for themselves. To come out and respond the way we did these last 2 weeks, we showed our fight.
The Badgers now wait for word on a bowl bid. NBA Damian Lillard played in Portland for the Trailblazers for 11 years before being traded to the Bucks. Milwaukee beat Portland 108-102 after the game. Lillard asked on Valley Sports what it was like facing his former team.
You know, once I walked in, I, you know, saw a lot of familiar faces, and I thought about going in the visitors' locker room for a second, but I was like, man, this is a little bit different. And then when we got on the court, I saw everybody, and that was like, it was a weird feeling. But once we started playing, I kind of got over it quick. And just like before, I didn't think it would be a big thing or a crazy thing, and it wasn't. And I'm just happy we was able to get the win.
That's the Bucks' Damian Lillard with sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app.
Timeout.
All right. Remember, we're a team that plays together. Listen, the winning will take care of itself. We just have to get everyone involved.
Here's your updated forecast. Cloudy skies with a few peaks of sun today with a high of 20. Northwest winds 10 to 15 miles per hour. 5 above tonight, mainly clear. High of 26 tomorrow. I'm meteorologist Paul Trombley on Lake Air WLAK, 1260 AM. Right now, 10.
Timeout.
All right. Remember, we're a team that plays together. Listen, the winning will take care of itself. We just have to get everyone involved.
In interscholastic sports, we celebrate what makes every one of us unique. And in the pursuit of a common goal, everyone in the huddle, in the bleachers, and in the community comes together. This message presented by the WIAA and the Wisconsin Athletic Directors Association.
If you love them enough to listen to them practice the same song on tuba,
please be done.
Over and over and over and over and over. Then surely you'll check nhtsa.gov/the right seat to make sure they're correctly buckled in the back seat.
Sounds good, honey.
Check today at nhtsa.gov/the right seat. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
Think you'd like working with us at Civic Media? We're having fun and moving fast to preserve hometown radio across Wisconsin. If you have the right skills to join our team, let's talk. Civic Media is a proud equal opportunity employer committed to diversity and inclusion, along with the growth and development of all current and future employees. If you're interested or are part of an organization who wants to know more, go to our website, civicmedia.us, and click on the Careers tab.
Sometimes I just cannot believe all the storms we've gone through here. I can only hope that we'll be able to leave this house to you one day, baby. You're our legacy.
Planning for these disasters will make sure we're safe and is the best way to protect that legacy.
Protect your legacy. Visit ready.gov/plan for the tools and tips you need to start your emergency preparedness plan today. Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
US Kids presents What to Expect When You're Expecting a Teenager. Learning the lingo.
Jelly. Jelly adjective. Jelly is a shorter, better way to say jealous. As in, Chloe, I am like so jelly of your unicorn phone case.
You don't have to speak teen to be a perfect parent. Thousands of teens in foster care will love you just the same. Visit AdoptUSKids.org. Brought to you by the US Department of Health and Human Services, AdoptUSKids, and the Ad Council.
Don't let biased algorithms, or degree screens, or exclusive professional networks, or stereotypes, don't let anything keep you from discovering the half of the workforce who are stars. Workers skilled through alternative routes rather than a bachelor's degree. It's time to tear the paper ceiling and see the stars beyond it. Find out how you can make stars part of your talent strategy at tearthepaperceiling.org. Brought to you by Opportunity at Work and the Ad Council.
Broadcasting from atop the water tower. Well, not really, but it sounds fun. This is Lake Air 1260 AM WLAK, Amory's radio station.
And that's really going to be their path to scoring points.
Sure, she'll stop farming when pigs fly. This is the Midwest Farm Report with Pam Youngke.
Well, some of the snow flurries we picked up over the weekend could be flying around today. Winds will be a little gusty out of the west-northwest, up to 20 miles an hour. Welcome back, everybody. I'm Farm Director Pam Youngke. Yeah, cloudy skies on the way today. 23 are expected high. About the same tomorrow, partly cloudy and 23. Wednesday, we warm up to 40 degrees. Thursday, 41. For cooling back down to around 36 on Friday, the beginning of the Wisconsin Farm Bureau Federation's annual convention up in Wisconsin Dells. We sure look forward to seeing you there. Midwest Farm Report, one of the sponsors for the Young Farmer Kickoff event on Friday, looking to have some fun at the Kalahari Resort in Wisconsin Dells. Be sure and follow all of our activities online, MidwestFarmReport.com or Fabulous Farm Babe on Facebook. Let's see. Today is the 27th day of November as we get ready to bid farewell to the month. On this day back in 1882, the Ringling Brothers' first performance happened outside of Mazomanie. Ringling Brothers was actually formed in Baraboo, had their first show to an audience of about 59 paid admissions in Mazomanie. At that time, they called themselves the Ringling Brothers Classic Comic Concert Comedy, or company, I should say. They made just enough money to cover their hotel expenses, but they kept it up and toured Wisconsin, Iowa, North and South Dakota, and raised over $300 in 3 months' time. Remember, this was back in 1882. They came back home to Baraboo, worked on their act, and continued and kind of relaunched again in May of 1884. On this day, let's see, in 1895, Alfred Nobel signed his last will. Alfred Nobel, the Nobel Prizes, well, he signed his entire estate over and all the fortune he made as the inventor of dynamite to be used for creating awards for those that contributed to the benefit of mankind. Initially, 5 awards were what he thought of: physics, chemistry, medicine, literature, and peace, and was signed in the Swedish-Norwegian Club in Paris. Alfred Nobel signs his last will and testament on this day in 1895. Happy birthday this morning to actress Robin Givens, 59 years young, and Bill Nye the Science Guy is 68. Happy birthday. We've talked for a long time now how labor issues have struck a lot of Wisconsin agriculture, not just on the farm, but also our agribusinesses. And farms are paying more for the available labor they can find. The latest update from the Wisconsin Ag Statistical Service shows this summer the average wage for a hired farm worker, about $19.64. But that number went up by the fall harvest to $20.38 an hour. It's $1.55 an hour more than what farms were paying a year ago. You know, once you do get that labor, you want to keep it around. Jim Versfeveld is a University Extension farm management specialist, and he said there's a couple things that farms should keep in mind when it comes to welcoming those new employees and retaining those new employees.
You know, the pushback that I sometimes hear from farm managers is, you know, I don't have the time to spend time with each and every new hire until I know if they're going to stick around. But my counter to that is they're not going to stick around if you don't spend the time with them. So, you know, I know it hits you at a really busy time when you bring somebody on board. You're already short-staffed or you wouldn't be hiring in the first place. So I understand the crunch that creates, but it is so important Employees start to formulate opinions about your farm within the first day. It's really important that you build that onboarding plan. And that's one of the things that we talk about in becoming the employer of choice.
Give me some suggestions on that first day for that new hire. What are some of the bullet points you try to stress with farm managers? And some of them would seem to be fairly obvious, Jim.
You know, part of it is understanding the employee's background and what they've done before and what's new to them. We're seeing more and more farm workers coming from varied backgrounds where they may not have the experience in, you know, milking a cow or driving a tractor or whatever, you know, whatever tasks you're focused on. So really talking with them, understanding what they know and what they don't know, not in the pressure of a job interview, but just as an understanding of getting to know them and then how to fill in the gaps. Another important step is to delegate some of the onboarding process to experienced workers on your farm, particularly if they're strong, if they have strong mentoring, you know, abilities where they're anxious to help out and teach people the ropes. So the farm manager shouldn't feel like they have to take that task all on their own. Mm-hmm.
And, you know, you're talking about standard operating procedures, but they may not be written down for some farms. It may be, you know, verbal. What kind of cautionary words do you have for people that don't have standard operating procedures written down? I mean, you can get into a gray area fast in areas you never necessarily encompassed when it comes to employees.
Absolutely. Yeah. I mean, ideally, it's great to have those SOPs, you know, documented and available, but when they're not, I think it's important to walk individuals through step by step, make sure that they're asking good questions. People, you know, when various personality types, if they're an extreme introvert, they may be reluctant to ask you the questions that are important. So it may be on you as a manager to kind of pull that information out and make sure that they understand what's next. Job descriptions are another great resource. And again, you know, they're not always in existence on every single farm, but where they exist, it's a great checklist to go through and make sure that people understand exactly what's expected of them.
Jim Versveveld, he is a University Extension Farm Management Specialist, talking about a few things that all farms and agribusinesses can consider when it comes to being the employer of choice for that very tight farm labor market that's available around the state. Like he said, they do offer farm management courses online for any managers out there that want to do a better job, not only attracting quality farm employees, but retaining them. Markets are getting back into a normal rhythm this week. Of course, dairy was done on Tuesday, but the grain trade is back in action this morning. December corn right now is up a penny at $4.64. January soybeans up four at $13.34, with November new crop next year up two at $12.82. December wheat's unchanged at $5.49. July new crop up a penny right now at $6.05. December class three milk's down seven at $16.28. January currently down a dime, $16.34 a hundredweight. Well, it is all about the numbers when it comes to production agriculture. Now it's time to gather those numbers up and get ready for tax season. Jessica Merkel from the Compeer Financial Office in Fond du Lac gives us a little primer on that coming up next.
This is the Midwest Farm Report with Pam Youngke.
Connecting with you on air, online, and on the Civic Media app. This is Lake Air 1260 AM, WLAK, Amory's radio station. This is your hometown radio, refreshed, keeping you informed, entertained, and connected locally across the Civic Media network. Radio keeps your community informed, entertained, and connected. It's what we're all about at the Civic Media Network of local radio stations.
We're having fun and moving fast to preserve hometown radio across Wisconsin.
This includes a commitment to news.
Now we want to invite you to join Civic Media's exclusive Facebook group, Wisconsin Breaking News. It's a place to share your community's news and chat with others from across the state about it.
Join the Facebook group, Wisconsin Breaking News, today. It's the perfect companion to your local Civic Media radio station. Wisconsin. As Goes Wisconsin with Kristen Bry.
Guys doing chores. How would that do on TikTok?
Sounds like you should be wearing like short shorts or something.
We're not going to exploit you in that way. I think it's more about your Q-tip action and
phrasing, Jane. The way you're saying it just sounds like one big double entendre.
Delicately in the crevices.
As Goes Wisconsin with host Kristen Brock. Weekdays 10 till noon on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
The Green Bay Packers call Lambeau Field home.
You know this local radio station is part of Civic Media? Learn more about the entire network at civicmedia.us.
Of the city wanted it. Officials argued there from the Mississippi to the Apple eventually and points eastward. But you're listening to Lake Air 1260 AM WLAK.
Hey, Marie's radio station.
Annexed to Green Bay City Stadium.
You've been told before. Join the first jump automotive family
and
the
in honor of team co-founder and
at
coach
first jump automotive. We teach our people to take no out of the vocabulary. Is no in your vocabulary?
No.
No isn't a thing at Bergstrom Automotive. Join the Bergstrom Automotive family for the yes.
An industry that feeds the world is definitely an industry worth talking about. This is the Midwest Farm Report with Pam Jahnke.
Our friends from Compure Financial are just as busy as you these days. Yeah, a lot of them are running special harvest packages out to local farmers in the fields and saying thank you, be safe, and that type of thing. A lot of folks like our guest today, they're getting ready to do battle. And I'm not talking about anything to do with you except taking care of your tax issues and getting you lined up for 2024. Yep, that's right. Don't forget, you can find all these kinds of services and resources at compure.com. Today, I'm in face-to-face conversations with Jessica Merkel. She is one of our tax advisors with Compure Financial. And like I said, Jessica, this is when, you know, when harvest concludes, it seems like we pass the baton to you guys in tax advising, and then it's game on for you.
Yeah, you got that right. Tax planning becomes very important in the fall of the year, not only in good years when incomes are high, right, but also in years where expenses are high.
Yeah, right.
So it's a lot of analyzing what's coming in and what's going out.
We got a lot of things to kind of tackle here. Let's go back to 2022. Good financial year, expensive year, but a good return year as well. A lot of farmers are ingrained with the attitude, I'm going to pre-buy for 2023, get the best price I can, and that look like wise advice back in 2022, but with it comes certain potential risks from your perspective.
Correct. Essentially, it's a catch-up. So when eventually the farmers are prepaying and eventually when they want to exit out of the farming world, those prepays, then you don't get the expenses. But yet in the beginning of the year, they had the income on the sales of those crops or even milk.
Mm-hmm.
So as far as prepays go, you know, yes, they are good as long as they can be routinely made year after year. If they aren't managed correctly or very well, that could be bad.
Mm-hmm. Now, that's another reason why we should have these conversations sooner as opposed to later. Same thing on equipment, Jessica. Has anything changed within our tax guidelines, our tax laws that could impact growers?
As far as equipment, the only thing that's really changed this year is our bonus depreciation is going from 100% to 80%. But for the most part, our farmers haven't utilized bonus depreciation. They've been using the Section 179 direct expense.
Right.
Yep. And the reason why they've been using that is because the state of Wisconsin follows those rules.
Mm-hmm.
State of Wisconsin does not follow the bonus depreciation rules.
Mm-hmm.
So for the most part, that's not going to affect anything as far as the equipment purchases go.
Mm-hmm.
But farmers do go out and buy the equipment for write-off purposes.
Yes.
But again, that's kind of like your prepays that it may eventually catch up to you if you write off pieces of equipment in full every year.
And depreciation schedules, have they been adjusted at all? You know, a couple years back, we had some pretty substantial changes on that.
Yeah, that was on the state of Wisconsin side, okay, where they tried to adjust that bonus depreciation.
Okay.
But as far as that goes, the timing, you know, if you still did use bonus on federal and didn't on state, they still ended up with those differences.
Again, Jessica Merkel's along with us. She's helping to help us all understand what can get to be be some complicated conversations. Speaking of complicated conversations, one thing we don't talk about nearly as much as we should, employee retention, employee costs, employee verification, employee documentation. I mean, for a mom and pop operation that doesn't have the services of a financial advisor through the year, this gets to be a little hairy on what you're looking for when they come through the door. Tell me a little bit about what you've seen. Operations have changed. Staffs have grown. Keeping personnel is challenging. Tell me what you're seeing.
Yeah, so a lot of the annual filing process that we do in January is W-2s and 1099s. Yeah. So the distinguishing the difference between whether someone is supposed to get a 1099 and a W-2, employees are the W-2s, your subcontractors or custom hire, mm-hmm. those are the 1099s. Mm-hmm. The W-2 employer retention, you know, there was the credit out there on your 941s, 943s, mm-hmm. But those can get very messy real quick. Mm-hmm. So your tax consultant, tax advisor, they would be reaching out to you if you would even be eligible for that credit. Okay. But as far as employee retention goes, there's just a lot of turnover. And employers are trying to find any way possible to keep those employees that they have.
So let's say I step that game up, my incentives, my rewards, my bonuses, but that's only transpired in 2023. What do you need from me? I mean, that if we're not thinking, that might not even hardly come up in conversation.
Sure. Just a record keeping system of, you know, how much have you paid them, what their deductions have been, so that their W-2s are recording those correctly. Mm-hmm. And same thing with the withholdings and the amounts of payroll taxes.
Yeah, right. Another thing that crosses my mind, a lot of our dairy operations found the beef market to be extremely lucrative this year. That might be a little bit of a change up. Maybe I was only selling bull calves, a cull cow now and then. Now I've really found a sweet spot as far as dairy beef. Any concerns about how we're handling that extra channel, shall we say?
Other than making sure the record keeping is set apart from whether they are raised or purchased cattle, because they are taxed differently if they're purchased versus raised. Mm-hmm. So when you're selling the cattle, make sure that those two are separated and they're not commingled.
Mm-hmm. Jessica Merkel's along with us. She's one of the tax advisors here at Compeer Financial. You can already tell. You better start making your appointments early. I know everybody right now is still thinking about the harvest or deer season. I gotcha. Thanksgiving. I know. But you don't have to wait to make the appointment at least. I think that Jessica would appreciate you coming in. What other caveats do you want to make sure that we're bringing up to people this time around, Jessica?
One of the things I tend to mention to the clients is if they've received crop insurance.
Oh, yeah.
That's one of the things that's a potential for a deferral. I say potential because it doesn't always mean that it is deferred.
Okay.
The other one that we bring up is if you have any grain contracts or milk contracts that we can defer into the next year. Mm-hmm. High income years, sometimes we're going to want to defer those contracts out. Mm-hmm. But then we also want to try utilizing our prepaid expenses, writing off our equipment if possible or if necessary. Mm-hmm. But as far as tax planning goes, it's definitely one of them things where get your appointment scheduled so that we can get you in.
What's your gut feeling about your clientele or when you collaborate with other tax advisors in Compeer? Has 2023 performed the way that we had thought it was going to do in 2022? Because like I said, the money was pretty good in 2022, regardless of what you were growing, raising, or what have you. This year, we've got a drought. Markets didn't perform the way we had hoped. What's your gut reaction on issues that are going to pop up after those conversations start?
Dairy is probably going to be, you know, break even. Milk prices did come back down. Grain, from what I've heard, a lot of yields have been very high.
Yeah,
and so even though grain income can be up and dairy is down, it's a matter of cash flow. And when they bring money in and how it goes out is going to be a big decision for farmers. Mm-hmm. And essentially during tax planning, that's how we can help you analyze the ins and the outs.
I'm looking at Jessica's bullet points here. One item that I want to talk about that isn't necessarily first and foremost on our list, succession planning. Maybe this is the year when we finally got our feet on the ground on next time, next year, next decision, next generation. Do you talk that through in your tax advising sessions? Or give me a little sense on how those conversations go, Jessica, and how you've got to think about tax management for that.
Yeah. So as far as the, you know, succession planning goes, we do have a lot of that actually starting. As farmers age, they're tending to say, okay, it's time for me to retire and I want my son to take over. So there's a lot of the transition planning going on, and that is part of our discussions during planning, because sometimes their succession planning, they don't have the option to have a son or daughter that to pass on to. So it may not be just the, you know, inheriting and passing on. It may be selling, and how much tax do I have to pay on a sellout? So as far as the transition planning goes, it is becoming more important as the clientele ages.
Right. So the bottom line is, you always want to make sure that you're getting your advice from your tax advisor early as far as to later, and Compeer.com can help you get those appointments all lined up. Jessica Merkel along with us, one of the great tax advisors. She's out of the Fond du Lac office with Compeer Financial. Want to find one near you? Best way to start? Go to Compeer.com. With Jess Merkel and Fond du Lac, I'm Pam Yonke.
This is the Midwest Farm Report with Pam Yonke.
From the heart of the St. Croix Valley, we're in touch with you. You're listening to Lake Air 1260 AM WLAK, Amory's radio station.
The safety guidelines for agricultural youth workers have been updated. That's ahead on Farm to Fork. With its increased efficiency and lower fuel costs, ag producers know that propane is better for their bottom line. And now direct payouts can impact your bottom line with the Propane Farm Incentive Program. Participate and you could receive payouts like up to $5,000 for propane irrigation engines and prime power generators, and up to $2,000 for propane building heat systems. Apply today at propane.com/farmincentive. Cab to cab, season to season, there's only one way to do it all on your farm: Ag Leader It. Ag Leader offers the complete package of precision farming tools that connect your entire operation year-round. Planter, Ag Leader It. Sprayer, Ag Leader It. Combine, Ag Leader It. Farm data? You guessed it, Ag Leader It. Contact your local Ag Leader dealer or visit agleader.com for more information. The National Children's Center for Rural and Agricultural Health and Safety in Marshfield, Wisconsin, has just released a new set of safety guidelines for agricultural youth workers. Marcia Salzwedel is an Ag Youth Safety Specialist there.
It gives the farm owners and the employers and the supervisors links to the federal laws and regulations. It also has links to where they can find the regulations that are specific for their state as well. And so if they don't want to be in violation of the child labor, you know, they don't want to be one of those stories that you're seeing in the news, this is a really handy tool for them to be able to have.
Salzwedel says the guidelines impact a lot of people.
Our latest statistics tell us that there's about 250,000 youths that are actually hired to work on farms. And a lot of the guidance on here on training and on supervision would be just as important to the child of a farm worker or a farm owner or something like that.
Salzwedel says some 600,000 kids work on their parents' farms in the U.S., and the guidelines apply to them as well. Learn more on the show info page at NorthShoreProductions.com. And tune in tomorrow to find out why more youth are being hired to work on farms. That's Farm to Fork. I'm Daryl Anderson.
You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram.
What is the meaning behind Movember? It isn't just about the mustaches. Movember is meant to raise awareness about men's health, prostate or testicular cancer, or suicide, and also be a reminder to see your doctor. Movember started in Australia in 2003. It's now observed in more than 20 countries. So guys, remember to see your doctor, and however you celebrate this month, all of us with your local Civic Media radio station wish you a wonderful holiday season. I'm Terry Barr.
As Goes Wisconsin with Kristen Bry.
Maybe we'll have a cookie trade.
I like that idea. I like that a lot.
We'll eat them while we're on the show.
Because everyone loves listening to people on the radio eat.
Calvin, what's your favorite cookie?
Shout out to my mom's. She makes these sour cream cookies around Christmas time, and they're really good.
My mouth just watered.
As Goes Wisconsin with host Kristen Brock. Weekdays 10 till noon on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. You're listening to Lake Air, WLAK 1260 AM Amory, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Tom Rivers. The ceasefire in the Israel-Hamas war could be extended beyond today, the final day of the negotiated truce.
Hamas has officially requested